Today, I'm going to tell you about something incredibly powerful that can transform the way you learn English forever reading. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, reading is so boring. But let me show you why reading is not only exciting, but also the secret tool that will help you become truly fluent in English. Imagine you want to speak English confidently, like a natural. You want to be able to have conversations without thinking too hard, to understand movies without subtitles, and to express yourself in a way that feels right. Reading is one of the most effective ways to make this happen. It's not just looking at words on a page. It's like stepping into a magic world where you pick up new words, understand grammar, and learn how to talk like native speakers do. Reading is like your own personal English teacher that you can take anywhere. Every time you open a book, a story, an article, or even a comic, you're having a little lesson without even realizing it. The words you see, the sentences you read, and the ideas you understand are all helping you build a powerful English vocabulary and the confidence to speak without hesitation. Let's say you're reading a story about a girl who's visiting a new country. As you follow her journey, you're learning all sorts of English words, how to talk about places, how to describe feelings, how to explain things that are happening. And here's the magical part. You're learning without even trying. It's fun, interesting, and it feels natural, like watching a movie in your head. One amazing thing about reading is that it makes you familiar with how English sentences are put together. When you read, you're not memorizing grammar rules. You're seeing grammar in action. For example, when you read sentences like, "He was running quickly," or "She decided to go to the park," your brain starts to understand how English works. You don't have to study grammar rules because you see them used correctly over and over again. And here's the big secret. The more you read, the less you have to think when you speak. Your brain starts to remember the patterns and phrases you see in stories, and when it's time to talk, the right words come out naturally, almost like magic. Reading gives you a huge vocabulary. Every time you read, you're finding new words to add to your collection. Think of it like collecting special tools that you can use whenever you need them. If you read a story about a jungle, you might learn words like wild, explore, adventure, or mystery. These aren't just boring words in a textbook. They're words with meaning, words that help you paint a picture in your mind. And guess what? When you go to talk about something exciting or share a story of your own, these words come back to you. You're not just saying, "It was fun." Now you can say, "It was an amazing adventure." Doesn't that sound better? Reading fills your mind with all these words and phrases that make you sound more like a native speaker. Reading helps you think in English, not translate. A big challenge when learning English is thinking in your native language and then translating it into English. But reading changes this. When you read often, you start to think in English automatically. Imagine this. You're reading a simple story about a boy who loves playing soccer. You get so absorbed in the story that you're not thinking about each word. You're just following the story, picturing it in your mind. Slowly, without even realizing it, you stop translating, and English starts to feel more natural. You're training your brain to understand and use English without needing to think in another language first. This is one of the most powerful ways to sound fluent and confident when you speak. Reading makes you a better listener. You might wonder, how can reading help me with listening? Well, when you read, you get used to English words and sentence structures. So when someone speaks to you, your brain is quicker to recognize and understand what they're saying. Imagine listening to a song you've never heard before. The first time, it might sound unclear. But after a few times, you understand every word, every beat. Reading does the same for your listening skills. The more you read, the easier it is to understand English when you hear it spoken by others, whether it's a friend, a movie, or a podcast. Your ears become more trained to hear and understand English, just like your eyes learn to recognize words on the page. Think about this. When you know something well, you feel confident, right? The more you read, the more you know. You learn new words, you understand English better, and you feel more prepared to join conversations. Imagine reading a story about someone who has an interesting job, like a chef in a fancy restaurant. Next time you talk to someone about food, you can say, "I read about this amazing chef who cooks the best food." Suddenly, you have something interesting to share, and that makes you feel good. You're not just repeating what you've learned in class, you're sharing something unique that you picked up on your own. How much should you read? You don't need to read for hours and hours. Just 10 to 15 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Find a time that works best for you, maybe in the morning, during lunch, or before bed. Start small and be consistent. Reading just a little bit every day helps you build a strong habit. And over time, you'll see your English improving without even noticing it. Think of reading as a journey. You can visit a new place, understand different cultures, and meet all kinds of characters all through the pages of a book. It's like traveling, but without a plane ticket. And as you travel, you pick up new ways of speaking, describing, and expressing yourself. Imagine making your favorite dish. Each ingredient you add makes it tastier. Reading is like that. Every new word, every phrase, every sentence you read is an ingredient that makes your English richer and more flavorful. So, when you're ready to speak, you're not just using simple, plain words. You're using words that bring your ideas to life. When you read, especially stories and dialogues, you're learning the kind of English that people actually use in real life. In a textbook, you might learn, "Hello, how are you?" But in a story, you might see people say, "Hey, what's up?" or "How's it going?" These are the real phrases people use every day, and by reading, you get comfortable with them. So when you're speaking, you don't sound like you're reading from a textbook. You sound natural, like a native speaker. Why start reading today? Now that you know all the ways reading can help you, imagine how amazing it will feel to speak English confidently, with new words and expressions, and without feeling shy. Reading is the simplest, most enjoyable way to reach that goal. So find something that interests you. It could be a story, an article, or even a comic, and start reading a little every day. Here's a tip. Find a book, magazine, or even a blog that has simple English to start with. If you're still new, pick materials made for beginners. They have easier words but are still interesting. You're not only learning English, you're also having a good time. Now, one of the most amazing things about reading is the chance to collect new words. Imagine each word as a new treasure. You don't need to memorize them like a list. Instead, when you come across a new word, pay attention to how it's used. Try to guess what it means from the sentence. If you read, "The sky was gloomy," you might think, gloomy must mean it's not very bright or cheerful. You can even keep a word notebook where you jot down interesting words you discover. But remember, The goal isn't to memorize every word right away. It's to get used to seeing them. You'll notice over time that the words start popping up again, and you'll remember them without effort. Example, let's say you're reading a story, and you see the little dog dashed across the yard. You learn that dashed means ran quickly. Next time you talk about running fast, dashed will naturally come to mind. It's like adding new tools to your language toolkit. When you read, pay attention to how sentences are put together. You don't need to worry about grammar rules because you'll start to feel them naturally. Just like how kids learn to speak by hearing others, you learn to speak correctly by reading correct sentences. Here's something cool to try. Pick a simple sentence from what you're reading, then make up your own sentences using the same pattern. For example, if you read, "She went to the store because she needed some milk," you can create your own version like, "He went to the library because he needed a book." This practice builds your confidence to speak naturally without translating in your head. One of the great things about learning English through reading is that you can switch things up whenever you want. Here are a few ideas to keep it fresh and exciting. 1. Stories and novels. These are great for getting lost in a different world and building vocabulary. Look for simple books if you're a beginner, maybe even children's books, as they're fun and easy to follow. 2. Short articles and blogs. If you don't have much time, read something short and quick. Blogs about hobbies, travel, food, or interesting facts are great choices. They're written in simple English and can be fun and informative. 3. Comics and graphic novels. Comics aren't just for kids. They have images that help you understand the story, and the dialogues are simple. It's an easy way to see how conversations flow naturally. 4. Magazines. Choose one on a topic you love, whether it's sports, technology, or fashion. They usually have articles that are short, easy to read, and full of useful phrases. One of the biggest barriers people face when speaking English is confidence. We worry if we're saying the right words or using correct grammar, and sometimes that fear can even make us avoid speaking altogether. Here's where reading comes in as your secret weapon. When you read often, you're constantly seeing how sentences are structured, how emotions are expressed, and how people communicate in real-life situations. The more you read, the more you absorb these patterns. It's like your brain is filling up with the rhythm of English. Without even trying, you'll find yourself speaking more naturally, using expressions you've seen in books or articles. You won't just memorize English, you'll start feeling English. Example, you might read a sentence like, "I'm over the moon about this new job," and without realizing it, next time you're excited, you might say, "I'm over the moon." It's fun, it's expressive, and it gives you that authentic English sound that builds confidence. Try this. Once in a while, read a few sentences out loud. This is one of the most enjoyable ways to practice pronunciation and develop a good flow. You're getting your mouth used to forming English words and getting a feel for how native speakers sound. It's like having a mini conversation with yourself, and it's incredibly effective. Here's a bonus tip. Pick a short, simple passage and read it aloud a couple of times until it feels natural. Then, challenge yourself to say it without looking. You'll notice your words coming out more smoothly, almost like you're telling a story to a friend. Reading doesn't have to be limited to books. Bring English into your day in fun, unexpected ways. Try reading labels, street signs, even short instructions in English. It's a quick and easy way to build your vocabulary. Let's say you're cooking. Check out recipes in English or read the ingredients on a package. Maybe you're interested in health. Read about your favorite topics online. Little by little, these moments add up, And soon, reading English becomes as natural as breathing. Using stories to develop your own style. Every time you read a story or article, you're building your own voice in English. Each author has their own way of expressing ideas, and as you read different styles, you start to develop your own. You may find yourself inspired by the way one author describes emotions or another author's sense of humor. Over time, you'll find yourself naturally borrowing phrases, expressions, and even storytelling techniques from the authors you enjoy most. Before you know it, you'll be speaking and even writing in English with a style that feels unique to you. Example: maybe you love how a certain author uses humor. You'll find yourself using funny expressions and lighthearted language, making conversations more engaging and personal. Reading is also a fantastic way to spark creativity. The ideas you come across can inspire you to think in new ways, which not only helps you learn English, but also makes you a more interesting person. When you're learning about the world, your curiosity grows. You might even start reading in areas you hadn't thought of before, like science, travel, or art. Imagine reading about the Northern Lights in an article. You're learning English, but you're also learning something beautiful about the world. These little pieces of knowledge give you interesting things to talk about with friends, and your conversations will become much richer and more enjoyable. So here's the ultimate takeaway. Reading isn't just a tool. It's a gateway. It's not boring or a chore. It's a journey that leads you to a world full of new words, new cultures, new ideas, and a deeper connection with English. Each time you read, you're putting yourself one step closer to fluency, one sentence closer to confidence, and one book closer to being the English speaker you've always wanted to be. Reading brings grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, and fluency all together in a way that feels natural and fun. So pick up that book, scroll through that article, dive into that story, and let reading take you further than you ever imagined.